My Race for Congress, 1972. In order to run for Congress, having resigned my job, I withdrew all 11 years of my teacher's retirement for us to live on as we built our organization district-wide and raised the money necessary to finance the campaign. Geographically, we were the largest congressional district in the state, and first, I had to win the Republican primary before the general election. The current Congressman Bill Hull was retiring, so it became an open seat. I hired as my campaign manager my neighbor from across the street, Don Hiskey, who worked for the main radio station in Kirksville and had a tremendous work ethic, was bright, great personality, and was the best choice I could have made. Our primary turned into a three-man race, with my biggest competitor being a lawyer from North Kansas City by the name of John Dodds. I'm sure that Dodds felt that a college FB coach from Kirksville could not beat a lawyer from the population base of North KC. We would prove him very wrong. This was also a presidential campaign year, and the very liberal Senator George McGovern was running against the Republican press, Richard Nixon. McGovern was so liberal that many conservative Democrats could not support him. While this congressional seat had been a Democrat seat for many years, the new factor in our race would be the impact of McGovern on the congressional race. As the race for the nomination proceeded, we were very successful in developing our team in all of the district except the three most northwest counties. Come primary election day, the results showed us carrying 20 of 23 counties, losing only those three NW counties. Now comes the general election and what would become the 17th most expensive House race in America according to Common Cause. Our Democrat opponent would be Jerry Litton, a millionaire cattle breeder out of Chillicothe, MO. Litton defeated his major opponent Charlie Broomfield, a state legislator out of North KC, also carrying 20 of 23 counties. Litton and I were the same age and both grads of Missouri. Litton's plan was Congress, Senate, then President. He had a political game plan for the rest of his life. After we had both won our primaries, Litton agreed to 20 debates between the primary and the general election. Our first debate was at a Farm Bureau-sponsored debate in Carrollton, MO. Litton had a good canned speech but was not used to debating. I had debated since the 7th grade and loved it. I went on the offense with Litton and he wasn't prepared. After the debate, there were some Litton supporters in the audience that were peeling off their Litton stickers. We waxed him. That was our one and only debate, as he cancelled out of all the rest, figuring he could vastly outspend me on advertising and win. He was correct. Litton was politically shrewd. He had the heaviest billboard saturation I have ever seen, even to this day. He had spent his life in NWMO preparing for this race, and although we did give a good run for his money, we could not overcome his money or lifelong head start. We did both speak to the same group that had mock elections after we spoke a week apart. One was at his own high school and the other was at William Jewell College in Liberty, MO. I won both elections, even at his own HS. There were several memorable memories as I traveled 60,000 miles in 7 months. The first was talking to a 77-year-old farmer north of St. Joe, MO, who had never voted for a Republican. I asked, "Can you honestly vote for McGovern?" He thought for a moment and said, "Well, I guess that I will, but if I thought he was going to win, I wouldn't." There was also the 12-year-old boy who won $5 at the county fair and came and gave it to me for my campaign. Usually my daily routine would be to start the day with a campaign breakfast to raise money and then campaign the rest of the day. We bought 90 minutes of UHF TV time at a bargain price, geared to reaching our organized TV. Coffees with Russ. We divided the district into three regions to set up our coffees. I was thrilled to have retired Oklahoma head FB coach Bud Wilkinson come and appear on TV at one of my coffees. Wilkinson had run as a Republican for the Senate in 1964 but was defeated due in part to the landslide election of Lyndon Johnson. I had played against Wilkinson's teams at 0U and then played for him in the 60 Hula Bowl. He was quite a man. My mother came up to Kirksville to watch our kids while Peg and I campaigned. Most every day was a 16-hour day. Peg was not a political animal but did a great job in just talking about us and our family. She was a huge asset. After winning my primary, I was invited to the White House to meet press, Nixon, and for the photo op in the Oval Office, which was stunningly beautiful. I was also invited to fly to Washington to accompany Vice Pres. Spiro Agnew, as we then flew together to formally dedicate the new Kansas City airport. The service on the V.P.S. plane was superb. I sat by Agnew the entire trip. He was very impressive. On my two trips to D.C., I had photos taken with Nixon, Agnew and Earl Butz, seconds of agriculture, and all three resigned. What would be the odds? I was also photographed with Gerald Ford when he was the Republican minority leader in the House, but that photo never got sent to me. The one guy who didn't resign and later would become press. Overall, the campaign was the greatest learning experience in my life, and although I borrowed $10,000 from my dad to pay off all campaign debts, it is too bad that it takes so much money to run for office. The loss did earn the respect of friends and foes and would lead me to my next opportunity in life. On to the state capital.